morning, everyone. The time is now 4 a.m. here on this beautiful Monday. Temperature outside here in lovely Medford's 45 degrees. It's going to be a great week. Shaping up to be one of the best last weeks of April in recent memory. We're going to get up. We're going to get together. We got a great, great, great show for you planned. One of the best shows ever planned. And yeah, without further ado, we'll do the usuals. This is Misinformation with Howie. We'll get you informed, or misinformed, actually. We'll get you pumped. We'll get that music down to the bone in your soul. And let's do it. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Howie Sharlin. Let's get it.
Lose yourself to dance. I know you. Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot, making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging the hoe down, never said I paid her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her wig was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Saved the snake on eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now,
it's like that now. You better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off here, my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha, Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb in the spite. All of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I said, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eye. I could've died, time went on, I got grown. Rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find little Sasha was gone. Her mama said she would a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe up out your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now.
And lightning, and get off that telephone.
All right. Grandmama, what's all that noise?
I'm scared.
Baby, don't be scared. It's gonna be all right. It's just the Lord doing His work, okay?
Thank you.
Alright, everyone. Quick little update. Get you more misinformed in this world. We got Miami Heat, Atlanta Hawks game for the 2022 NBA playoffs. First round, Eastern Conference. Game 3, we don't need to talk about it. But game 4, lots to talk about. Jimmy Butler, 36 points. He said, excuse me, you guys forgot about me. Thank you very much. I'll take the crown. Who else? Jimmy Butler, 36 points. PJ, 14 points. Bam, 14 points. Max Strus, 12. Gabe Vincent, 11. Kyle Lowry was out. Tyler Hero only for 3 points last night. But the Heat come up victorious, 110-86. A blowout. What did you expect? We came to play. We're trying to get this over and done with. Quickly move on to that second round. We're playing the winner of the Sixers-Raptors series, and what's going on with that? Raptors have one game on the Sixers. Let's be honest, we want the Sixers in the second round. That's going to be a cakewalk. And then, ready for this? We're going either 5 games or 4 games, haven't decided yet. Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics, if you guys can make it out the second round. We hungry, we want you. We're coming out this Eastern Conference. Probably either Warriors or Suns in the finals. It's gonna be a 5 or a sweep by all estimates. That's what's going on in the sports world. Besides that, nothing much. Hockey, stopped updating you guys on hockey a while ago. Chess, Meltwater Tour happening. Magnus in the lead. Apparently Pragananda is going off. Beat Shakhriar Mamedyarov in a beautiful game in day two. Day 4 coming up in the Meltwater Champions Tour. The Oslo Esports Major, first major on the tour. Professional chess been a little silent. Dingley Wren, though, sniped that last candidate spot. When even is the candidates tournament? Hold on, we're doing a live check. When does the candidates tournament start? June 16th. Well, you know, I'd misinformed while rooting for Hikaru Nakamura to clutch up that dub, challenge Magnus in the World Chess Championship next year. I don't know exactly how he'll get it done, but he'll get it done. We have faith in the man. Besides that, other things to update you on, I don't even know. But We got game five of the Heat-Hawks series. When's that? Heat-Hawks next game is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Heat looking to put it away. Last game at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. And yeah, that's a lock. I'm throwing the house on that probably. At least the Heat spread. Because the Hawks ain't got much fight left in them. Let's be honest. When you got Trae Young as the rock of your team, you know that stuff's not gonna go so hot. Okay, kid looks like a lollipop with some hair taped onto him. But besides that, yeah, I think that's just about it. We'll get you back to some more music. We'll talk later. Don't you worry. Don't miss the sweet sound of my voice, because it's coming back stronger than ever later in the hour. And yeah, let's get you right back to some music.
Took a chance. made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No.
You don't have to say what you did.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Say that some things are better left unsaid. But it wasn't like you only talked to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I found out
from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Some other guy,
not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a river. Go on and just
call me a river.
Go on and just
call me a river,
baby. Go on and just
call me a river.
The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. Damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
You don't have to say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I already know.
I found out from him. There's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me. Don't it make you sad about it?
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action.
No clouds in my stones.
Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones.
When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me.
In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day.
Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. When you need me there, with you I'll always share.
got no body can eat the door. Not every day, what a time. Big dog, you got no body can eat the door. Not every day, what a time.
Life, I come across fans and hoes, and I like to give my fans a rose. Curse of the talented, everywhere I go, they wanna change clothes and pose. But my wife be in my dreams, bruh, no, I couldn't see it. I saw a silhouette, I know I can make a way. But when I wake up alone, no, no, I just break out my phone.
Way too reckless, yeah. I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson, I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Think it too hard, thinking too hard. But I really wanna live.
I can make this many songs, I'm a lady, yeah. When I had a better, but she only hit it on my cerebellum. If I say I love her, am I wrong?
Alright, what's up WMFO listeners? Wait, WMFO. Yep, that's the stadio tag. We got very special caller, Nico Valls, all the way over from Santa Clara University in California. If you guys can believe it, it's 3 hours before he decided to call. Are you kidding me? Nico, say what's going up to the people.
How we doing, everyone?
Whoa.
Enjoying a lovely night out in Santa Clara.
Yeah, how's the weather?
It's getting warmer. We were in like the 80s today. Nice and sunny though. Got a good tan.
Got a nice tan. Nico, where are we catching you today in your day?
Just had a late night with some friends and just heading back home, enjoying the fresh air and chatting with my buddy.
Yeah. All right, so for those of you who don't know Nico Valls personally, which is all of you because he's a nobody, no offense, by the way. Nico, tell us about yourself. What do you spend your most time doing?
Um, a lot of my time goes to water polo. I'm playing that school here. Played with your host in high school. Good player, good guy. So that's a lot of my day. Been going to the beach a bunch. That's fun. And yeah, just enjoying the nice weather. Not too rainy, not too cloudy. I feel like that's what most of my day is.
Damn. You know, us on at the Misinformed family, whenever we have a guest on, we usually ask them the same amount of questions, usually pertaining to habit building, stuff like that, routines, what's something that they like about their day, like not like about their day. Honestly, I can't imagine being a varsity water polo athlete, because that seems like it would be amazing for feeling good all the time.
It's I think it definitely keeps you busy, keeps you occupied, and I'm personally always in a better mood after a good workout, so I feel like that's a big pro of playing a sport here, getting access to some great facilities. I'd say the best part of my day is our afternoon lift, because that's the last activity for water polo we have in the day, so we get to enjoy the rest of the day. Always feels good. And then the morning swim is the least favorite part of my day, because it's always cold here, and not the best part of my day, jumping in that ice cold pool in the morning.
But do you not feel amazing afterwards, though?
Oh no, there's nothing like it. So refreshing, wakes you up brilliantly, gets you ready to start your day.
Yeah. But,
so I guess there are some pros and cons to that.
Yeah, because I do the lazy NARP loser version of that, which is taking a cold shower in the morning, you know?
Yeah, I find that that's helped me a lot. I used to take boiling showers, and now, I'm not going to lie, I don't take the whole shower super cold, but I usually turn it ice cold at the end and then get out. So I feel like it wakes me up.
Yeah.
It doesn't put me in much of lull. But the question is, do you do that when you shower at night, too?
Cold showers at night is a no-go, because it messes...
Is it a no-go?
Yeah, because it messes up, because when you sleep, the whole point is to raise your body temperature a little bit, so because you need to do that to fall into deep sleep. So if you're taking a shower at night, like, you're not supposed to take a cold shower past, like, the afternoon.
Gotcha. That's when the body winding down, heating up.
Yeah. All right, Nico, we got some questions for you. All right.
Okay.
So we posted on Twitter beforehand, what are your questions for Nico Valls? And we got a lot of responses, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Nico, first of all, when was the last time you showered?
The last time I showered was around 7 o'clock Pacific, so 10 Eastern.
You sure about that? Because I can smell you through the line. Oh!
You got me.
All right, next question.
That one.
Nico, right. What is a habit that you've started, / a habit that you want to start, / a habit you want to get back on?
Okay, habit I've picked up recently that I'm enjoying is I got this cool leather like notebook type thing. That's pretty small, compact, and portable. And every time I receive like important dates in the day I have to keep track of, I throw them in that little notebook, so I have everything in there. So that keeps me organized more efficiently. Habit I need to get back on.
No, just one of them. We'll dive deeper on that.
Oh,
so
oh, gotcha.
You just talking dates? What about
I'll throw some passwords in there too. Just any relevant information that's new to that day, I'll throw in there. So it's kind of like my control center, I guess.
Any journaling going on?
Not particularly. Maybe I should get into that, but I haven't hopped on that yet.
Why do you think you should get in on that?
I think it's good to talk about your day, even if it's on the page with yourself. Helps, I think it'll probably help me decompress a little bit. Sort of, I don't know. I feel like it would be a good day to a good thing to wind down your day.
But decompress. What do you? Is there stuff you feel like you need decompressing of?
Like right now, what are my main stressors?
I don't know.
Classes. That's always up there. Being on the quarter system, we got midterms coming up, so that's a little stress. Summer internships for next summer. Luckily, I'm set for this summer, but next summer, that's a big stress of mine right now. Probably those two. Those are the two main ones right now.
What about internal stresses?
Yeah. As in just sort of bigger picture stuff.
Something that is stressing. So something that's stressing you because, okay, hold on, let's dissect.
Not from an outside source.
Yeah.
I think I sometimes maybe I get a little snappy when I've had a long day, when I'm a little cranky, I take it out sometimes my frustration a little bit in my responses, not in the sense that I'm yelling, just in the sense that I'm a little short maybe with some people. I think that's something I can change about myself. Maybe that stresses me out. I feel a little bad when that happens.
But so let's
eliminate that.
Let's go past that, because that's the interpersonal surface level manifestation of some stress.
Okay.
What do you think
dive deeper.
What do you think is causing, you know, when you hold on, let's do a little exercise. Let's picture let's say it's 9:30 p.m. Pacific time. For those of you on the East Coast, Pacific time is the time zone of the West Coast, I'm pretty sure. Okay?
It is, yeah.
But let's say it's 9:30 PST. I've had a long day. What makes you quote unquote short with some people? Why? What describe the feeling of when you're talking to someone? Maybe you feel yourself getting irritable. Maybe you feel yourself something like that.
I feel like I kind of just think to myself, like, man, I wish this person would leave me alone right now. Like, leave me alone, leave me alone. As they're asking me more questions or talking more, and I feel like maybe I get short with them to try and push them away so I can have some alone time. I feel like that's been a big adjustment for school, because like, last year I lived with three guys. This year I live with five guys. And we're just, whenever, like, it's hard to get some alone time at the house just because there's a lot more people living there. I don't have my own room. So sometimes I think I just get short with people because I want them to leave me alone so I can have some alone time, just be with my thoughts and myself.
So a little resentment building?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long year. I'm excited for summer.
Need some
space.
Without dogging on anyone specifically, what are some types of resent? Like
what makes me frustrated with people?
But what builds up the resentment that you have towards people who you want to get away when you're irritable at 9:30 PST?
What makes me annoyed? Not if it's resent. I think it's more, I don't know, sometimes it's just frustration with people because we see things differently. Like, some of my housemates maybe are inclined to side with one, with side A, and I'm like more towards side B. I don't know how to do it without going into specifics and kind of not ratting on people, but airing the dirty laundry, as they say. I don't know. I just think sometimes we see things differently, and that causes us to butt heads a little bit, and repeated butting heads is what I guess causes, I don't know, a schism, if you will. But sometimes I just think I need a refresh with some of them, and then my temper's less, I don't know, easily triggered just because we've had a break. But it's been, I don't know, a while since I've gone like 10 days without seeing them or whatever. So I think summer's needed, but there's no like deep-seated resentment towards anyone. Just, I don't know, six dudes living in a house getting on each other's nerves, I think.
Yeah, I get it. I'm living with 9 other people next year. Who,
that is going to be same. I'm also living with 9 other people, actually. So that's going to be an even bigger adjustment, but we'll get there.
You got a single next year?
No.
Oof.
Still share the room.
Yeah, I snagged a single, thank God.
Yeah, it's always good to get some more on time.
All right, Nico, last question.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
What are you expecting me to ask?
I don't know. We've kind of gone the the mental sort of, I don't know, getting into some thoughtful questions, so maybe something along those lines. I don't think it'll be anything too surface or not light, but jokey. I don't know, am I right along the lines?
Well, you're about to see Nico Voss of Santa Clara, yeah. Santa Clara, California. What?
The Broncos.
What is one? Hold on, we're going to get up and we're going to whisper. What is one thing you're hypocritical about?
Okay. One thing I'm hypocritical about. Let's see. I think maybe one thing I'm hypocritical about is sometimes... I don't know, man. That's a good question. I guess sometimes, like, when a teacher's sort of trailing off at the end of a class, I'm never, like, just, I don't know, talking the talk to continue the lecture, but sometimes I feel like it's naturally winding down, and then a lot of times I ask a question because I either save it to the end of the class, or I don't know why, but a lot of times I ask a question about like, when's the next quiz, or just so I can try to get ahead. But then if I'm ready to leave the class and the class is like winding down and a kid asks a question, I get frustrated because I want to leave. So I guess when I need the question answered and ask at the end of the class, I don't mind. But if someone else asks it and I want to get out of there, then I'm a little hypocritical and I get annoyed with them.
Convenience. So
is that convenient?
Well,
how I get frustrated at myself. I mean, at others, but not at myself.
Well, it sounds like a matter of convenience.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, maybe I don't want to look on the. Do you guys have like Canvas or one of those?
Yeah, we're a Canvas school.
Yeah, our school calls it Camino, but it's Canvas. It's the same thing. I guess I don't want to go on there and look for it because I'm lazy. So I just ask the professor. I don't know, but I find that that's one thing I do.
Interesting. You think there's anything where you hold yourself or your convenience in a higher standard than other people's, not relating to school?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I don't know if I'd say I think very highly of myself, but I think I have a good amount of confidence, and I might find that my question is more deserving to be answered than other people's, because I think, I don't know why, because I hold myself in a higher place than I do them. I don't know.
Anything that that inspires you to want to do, change, stay the same, something like that? Like, what do we do from here?
I'll try and think of my next. Well, in terms of, I'll do just two aspects. And professionally, and in terms of like work, I would like to secure a junior summer internship. That's my next goal in that aspect of my life. And then I also, maybe I'll try to start doing the journaling, and then about my personality or just something mental sort of I could change is I would say that I will try to be less short with people.
Trying to be less short with people. That is the message of the week. You heard it here first from Nico Voss of Santa Clara, California.
There you go.
All right, Nico. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling in, bro. We have a great.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a great show. We got a for those of you listening at home. We got a PSA after this, and. Then we got some more music, quote of the day later. Don't you go home. Don't you go anywhere. All right, but Nico, thank you very much, bro. Love you. Enjoy yourself. Keep
I'll catch you later.
Keep doing you. Good luck on midterms.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, peace. All right, everybody. We got PSA now before we continue any further. FCC requirement, I am required to read this to you. We're going to be talking about youth reckless driving, all right? Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths? Did you know that? And that half of all teens that die in a car crash, but you could do something. you could do something about it. Next time you're in a car with a friend who's driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything. Because there's no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council. Alright guys, I'm going to play a little music. We're going to come on for the quote of the day later. We're going to give you a little more energy to hype you up for this week. It's going to be absolutely mental. Alright, let's get it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm the type to wake up and say it never happened. I mean, I fucked the girl with hella passion. Word is cold, how it's smashing. Left her sleeping on a separate mattress. I think her body makes for better practice. Good excuse for my absence. Like, Flocka, where your ass been? Heard you done with fashion. Now your ass is acting. I'm tripping off the acid. Now your ass is looking massive. This ain't the shit equipped with columns from my reckless swagging. This that dark house party with this record blasting. Rolling spliffs click beside me, fingers Liberace. When I seen this bitch and Ben and Tommy and Samir Harachi. I'm all alone though. Mood music make me bop slower. Tripping on how I shifted pop culture. Change hip hop on you. Smoking like a Rasta was my pop's culture. I'd be damned if I die sober. I'll be sure to visit Pac Focus.
Pretty women's in the spot tonight. Let me see them fucking hands. And for the freaks that love the niggas with the Jeeps, let the scoops and the beamers and the bins come again. When my death calls, I pray the Lord accept collect calls. Cause I be playing with these women's like they sex dolls. Call my Prada prior cause it's dropping next fall. Don't you saw the next ball, my closet like the Mets ball. I just love it when you speak soft spoken. Up in the magazines with your teeth all golden. Took the whole year off just to learn to make beats. Dropping flames on my release and leave the streets all smoking. That touch of soul music, I get you higher, grab your lighter fluid. Might add a preacher in the choir to it. I speak the Father's music, hallelujah. Always strive and prosper, stupid. Even Montel can't tell you how we do it. Sit back and watch me do it.
I know I'm in my world, but I got nothing at all. So tell me now, does it hurt? Or it's too late, I'm in my love. But gotta keep my weight up. Where do I land if I fall? But never for my eye, I'm fly, you know.
Okay, let's get past all the swag trapping and fashion talking. You want that ticket to get, so keep it in rap and talking. They rap and pause, so get embarrassed, it actually happens often. You my son like my last abortion, I'm just laughing off it. I change rap, push fashion forward, yeah, I'm that important. You jack my style, she jack me off, and y'all both acting awkward, jiggling, baby. Nah, go ahead, bitch. Ain't nothing better than a pretty big forehead, bitch. Listen close, I got some shit to tell ya. Motherfuckers get familiar. It's not just model bitches on my genitalia. Did Azalea.
Alright, yo, everybody, real quick. We're about to do something we've never done in the history of the show. We got two callers in 1 hour. Are you kidding me? We got all the way from Penn State University Park. I hope that's where that school is called. We got Nadav Graver. Nadav, say what's up to the people on the radio.
What's up, everyone? Good morning.
All right, Nadav. Nadav, tell us tell us first off, right now, where are you at in your day?
So right now, so basically I had an alarm set to 4:28 because I knew my friend Howard Sherman would be on his radio show. And I almost couldn't sleep last night because I knew I had to make this show because I've been waiting for this moment all weekend. So, yeah, it's like, it's an honor to be here, Howard. Let's dive in real quick for the next 5 minutes.
All right, Nadav. Super quick. Nadav, tell the people about what we're doing this summer.
So this summer is a very special opportunity. I'm going to be working with Howard Sherman, if you guys didn't know. He's my roommate back in Israel. A great guy, by the way. But I'm going out with him to the summer to Long Island, New York, that is. And we are doing door-to-door solicitation and going on this adventure and discovering new things about ourselves. It's going to be great.
What are you most excited about, Nadav?
I'm most excited to go to bed at night and look across the room and just know that I'll be there fighting you every day, you know?
Oh.
And have this little friendly competition.
Who can sell the most pest control? Listen, everybody, if you're listening,
I get to say goodnight one more time to my boy Harry.
Guys, listen to this, all right? Let's just paint the picture. You're on Long Island during the summer. I know a lot of you guys love the Long Island vibes during the summer. If you need any pest issues solved, you got two guys right here, me and the Dove, on the line. And if you're also in Long Island, just know, when you go to sleep at night, that there's two boys going to sleep in the same room together, Nadav and Howie, who are going to be absolutely loving life.
Yes.
Listen, Nadav.
We're working our butts off, having a great time.
Yes, working our butts off. Tell us why you're excited to work your butt off, because most normal people are going to be like, working your butt off over the summer? That sounds like that sucks.
Yeah, so I think ever since Corona time, a lot of kids our age don't have the drive necessary to work, especially during college. And our society is changing a lot. And there's a lot of people that don't want to put in the work. You know, they want to be millionaires, but they don't want to act as millionaires.
A bunch of babies.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, my goal, and I'm sure you too, you know, you want to just be the best version of yourself. So that's why I took on this challenge to push myself to a new limit. You know, door-to-door sales is not no easy job. You know that. I don't know if your audience knows that, but it's not easy. It's a lot of rejection, you know, but you learn from rejection. So that's the most important part. And I'm excited to get my foot out on the doors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. A lot of rejection. I'm sure a lot of people at Tufts, specifically the Tufts student body, is particularly used to rejection, but then they cry about it and then give up and blame their problems on somebody else, not try and be the best version of Dav. How are you trying to be the best version of yourself day by day? Give us an example.
Well, I recently, maybe not recently, but I realized that, you know, in order to be fearless, all you got to do is conquer all your fears, right?
Wait, repeat that? Repeat that. In order to be what?
In order to be fearless, you just got to simply conquer all your fears.
Mm.
So, you know, I used to have a lot of fears in my life, but over time, I'm slowly getting rid of them one by one. And one of those is to just, you know, do something really hard I've never done before, shake that nervousness I get for certain things, and just, you know, open a new door to something incredible. And it could be an opportunity that changes my life forever. So,
yeah, hold on, Nadav, we can keep talking in the next hour. I just want to quickly sneak in here before 5 p.m. rolls around real quick, guys. Just going to insert the quote of the day real quick, and then we'll get back to Nadav. But, wait, where is it? I just had it pulled up.
That'd be a good one, Howie.
Yeah, where was it? Hold on. Was this it? Okay. If you want to make progress, put up with being perceived as ignorant or naive in your worldly matters. Don't aspire to a reputation for sagacity. I have no idea what that means. But if you do impress others as somebody, don't altogether believe it. You have to realize it isn't easy to keep your will in agreement with nature, as well as externals. Caring about the one inevitably means you are going to shortchange the other. That is epicidus, whatever, some old stoic stuff. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Howard Charlotte. We're back here with Nadav. Nadav, what were we talking about?
So we were talking about this upcoming summer and what it means. But you bring up a good point with that quote. I'm sorry. I don't know if I took it the right way, but you said...